Last night, the president finally turned his gaze from Wall Street to Main Street and emphasized the need to put Americans back to work. I will support any efforts by this administration to put forward a responsible, targeted bill that would create jobs, particularly by investing in our nation's crumbling infrastructure. I also applaud the fact that he's taken the first steps to do something I proposed more than a year ago, make Wall Street pay to clean up its own mess, not Main Street American taxpayers. He recognized the failures of our trade policy, but failed to offer any new ideas. He really doesn't seem to be able to break with the past, the failed trade policies of NAFTA under Bill Clinton and more free trade under Bush. We need new trade policies that will bring and keep jobs home here to America. That, in part, is why we're suffering such a deep recession. His emphasis on education, I support strongly. To help young Americans better themselves, to get post-secondary education, to help the states pay for improved primary and secondary education. These are great steps, and those are an investment in a better and more competitive future for our country. He also recognized the unbelievable damage that a radical right-wing activist Supreme Court did in the last week by overturning 100 years of precedent and saying that corporations can become directly involved in our electoral process. And not only that, that foreign corporations can become involved in our electoral process. This offers the prospect of the China Sovereign Wealth Fund or the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund through one of their subsidiaries pouring millions of dollars into campaigns to defeat people who speak out against our enslavement to OPEC and their oil price fixing, or the Chinese and their unfair trade practices. That has to be changed by this Congress. All in all, I think the president spoke forcefully. He indicated some willingness to change positions that he has taken that I feel didn't represent the needs of average Americans. He was vague on health care, as he has been the whole time. And I think it's time to take a targeted approach to health insurance reform, begin by stripping the health insurance industry of their antitrust protection, take on the price gouging by the pharmaceutical industries, lower the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans, close the donut hole for seniors. These are concrete steps Congress could take quickly, maybe even in a bipartisan way, and I would hope that the president would support those steps.